Yeah, I mentioned my good friends the Shadows, and you know, we've been together now for 40 years. Actually, no. It may seem that long, but it's only, in fact, 10 years. It's quite a long time, and it just gets a little bit irksome, though, when Brother Press refer to me as the old man of rock and roll. I know. I'd like it known here and now, perhaps you know, that John Lennon is 5 days older than I am. Thank you. But, you know, talking about age, I remember once I was at a party about, well, I'm not quite sure the exact date. All I know is that I mentioned Shadows. They were on the Val Dunigan show that night. And I was at this party. There were about a dozen or so people there. And a lady arrived late, about 7 o'clock. And in the evening, no. And she was introduced to everybody sitting around, including myself. And I said, well, you must understand, I do get recognized a lot, and I'm quite used to it. But this lady didn't bat an eyelash, not a flutter. My ego was dented for the evening. But anyway, I shrugged it off and thought, well, that's it. And about 8:30 arrived, and the Shadows had told me they'd actually be on the box at 8:30. So I just excused myself with all the people there and said, I don't want to be a bore, but could I have the telly on for 10 minutes to watch my group, The Shadows? And this woman got up and said, she spoke like that. She said, I say, you're not the Clifford Chedayo? And I said, yes. She said, you look too young to be the original.
Losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, a bottle of wine. And if I get home at 2:45, well, would you slam the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? And every summer we could take a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. You'll be older too, and if you simply say the word, well now, I will stay with you. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. You could knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings we go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Well, who could ask for anything more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? And every summer we could take a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren sitting on your knee. Now what'll be their names?
Vera, Joe, and Dave.
Yeah. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your address, fill in a form. Say you'll be mine forevermore. Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?